far as dollars spent, soy sauce is the cook's bargain, which is exactly why I wanted to do a soy sauce tasting. This is one of the things you've got to have in your kitchen arsenal. Why? Well, soy sauce is packed with umami. That's that substance that lifts the flavors of everything it touches. But not all soy sauces are created equal. So, what makes a fine soy sauce? Well, it's cultured, it has a starter, and it's aged, sometimes for several years, which is why you can find soys in Asian shops selling for double figures. Now, on the flip side, there are soys made without a soybean in sight. But the key question here is, can you actually taste the difference? Well, our producer went out to a supermarket and picked up 5 national brands, including some organic ones, and then we dug in. Okay, number one, I'm going to take a sniff first. Not a bad aroma. Very, well, it's salty, obviously, but I can't quite explain it, but it's overpowering in the mouth. It's not bad, but it's just not great. All right. Number two. This actually has a meaty undertone. It has a wine-like quality. Okay. Number three. No. Too strong for me. All right. Number four. So after tasting every one of those soy sauces, I realized that soy sauces are tough to taste. I mean, between the soybean and the salt, you feel like your tongue is pickled. Well, after all of the trials and tribulations, I did pick one soy sauce that I liked above all the others, and it reminded me of mushrooms and sake. The soy sauce is Kikkoman. And yes, this is the Kikkoman you can find in every supermarket in North America. Well, you can watch a video of the tasting, and you can get the names of all the competitors that didn't make the cut on the website, splendidtable.org.